The old clock on the wall says it's time to open the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm the manager, DJ Frederick.
Thank you.
Well, hello, and thank you for tuning in to the Radio Thrift Shop on this wonderful non-commercial radio station. If this is your first time tuning in, it's a homegrown, homemade radio show. I'm spinning tunes on AM, FM, and shortwave frequencies since 1975. Often we dig in the crates for musical themes, and we feature 33s, 45s, scratchy 78s, classic cassettes, and even some compact discs. We explore classic rock and pop, jazz, exotica, folk, acoustic, folk rock, indie pop, lo-fi, psychedelic, jam bands, library, easy listening, and just about everything else that tickles my ears. Hopefully, it all makes sense by the end of the hour. And today, we're digging into the Russian thrift shop crates. Music that you might find in a Russian thrift shop. All those dusty records that haven't seen the light of day for a while. Let's drop the needle.
Thank you.
From 1968, the Balalaika Jazz Ensemble, released on FlexiDisc in the USSR. I'm DJ Frederick, and on this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop, we're crate digging into some Russian thrift shop music. Thank you for coming along on this musical journey. All of the Radio Thrift Shop programs are archived at radioforall.net. If you'd like to hear any number of the previous 540-plus programs, just surf to radio4all.net, do a search for Radio Thrift Shop.
Exploring Science in the Sea. When you're being chased by a great hammerhead shark, simply running away isn't always a great option. The shark is big and fast, so there's a good chance it'll catch whatever it chases. So the best plan is to run to someplace where the sharks can't follow, like shallow water. Adult blacktip sharks on the southeast coast of Florida seem to have adopted that strategy. Researchers saw them do it in three videos shot with drones in 2018 and 19. Blacktip sharks are a common sight along the Florida coast during the winter. They sometimes congregate by the thousands. Adults are about 6 feet long. They're torpedo-shaped, so they're good swimmers. But they're no match for the great hammerhead. Those photographed in Florida were at least twice as long as the blacktips. The hammerheads have tall, curved fins on their backs. When they roll over on their sides, the fin provides lift, like the wing of an airplane. And their tail fins provide a strong push, so they swim fast. In the videos, though, the hammerheads didn't catch any blacktips, no matter how fast they swam. The smaller sharks darted toward shore. The fins of the hammerheads breached the surface, so the sharks lost speed and thrashed around a bit before heading back toward deeper water, and another try. Researchers already knew that juvenile sharks use shallow waters to escape predators, but this was the first time that adults were seen to adopt the strategy, running to someplace where bigger sharks couldn't follow. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute and is on the web at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
I'm DJ Frederick. This week we're digging into some Russian thrift shop music. We're going to hear the entire EP right now of a band called Jazz Comfort. The EP is called Good Mood, released in 1979 in the USSR. Thank you.
Thank you.
An EP called Good Mood by Jazz Comfort, released in Russia in 1979. And if you're curious about any of this music, you can cruise on over to YouTube and hunt for the Funked Up East channel. Yes, I did not just do an expletive. Funked Up East on YouTube. Great channel, great music, lots of good stuff to explore. Careful, Fred, you're giving away your secrets.
Thank you.
we're exploring thrift shop music from Russia on this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. And I'm DJ Frederick.
This is Bird Note. In north central Idaho, landowner Cass Dumrose is restoring retired agricultural land to native Palouse Prairie, an ecosystem that's been almost entirely wiped out. We walk through a retired pasture.
Late walk over here. This field's probably been out of production for 20 years. And if you look on the ground, because I just noticed this the other day.
Oh! Looking up at us is lupin, a splash of purple on the Palouse. This is the fruition of Cass's restoration work, seeding native plants like lupin and then hoping they spread on their own.
If we look down, we'll see that the Palouse Prairie is trying to stage a comeback, right? Here's lupin coming in, lupin in front of us, and as we walk down here, we'll see several species that are slowly making their way back into this grassland.
Leafy flowering plants like lupin are called forbs. They're an essential element of intact Palouse Prairie. Some grassland birds, like the savannah sparrow, can thrive in agricultural landscapes. They're what we might call generalists. But for the specialist grassland birds, like the grasshopper sparrow, they're far more dependent on unaltered native habitat, or, in the case of the Palouse, what very little remains of it. To hear more about the Dumrose family's Palouse Prairie Restoration Project, subscribe to Threatened wherever you get your podcasts. For Bird Note, I'm Monica Goki.
Thank you.
More music from the USSR here on the Radio Thrift Shop. Stuff that you might find in a thrift shop in, oh, I don't know, say Leningrad or Moscow. Awesome, awesome stuff. And you can find a lot of this music over on YouTube. Just look for the Funked Up East channel. Nope, I did not just swear. I'm telling you, they wouldn't allow me to do that on non-commercial radio. Or maybe they would if it was after 11, but it isn't. Funked Up East, check it out. Great mixes and great full albums to explore. And that is going to wrap it up for this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop, celebrating the world of radio in all its forms, past, present, and future. Until we meet again on the airwaves, remember, wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love. Yeah.